Hey, good morning. How you
Good morning.
doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Today is May the 9th, and I looked and looked, like we did May the 4th be with you and Cinco de Mayo. May 9th, not so much. There's not really a big deal for today. So we won't go on about that like we normally have in the past because, well, it just can't be done well. And it's like Dad said, if you can't do it right, don't do it at all.
We better move on then.
I think so. And this morning, over the weekend, I did some work for some people, and I prepared a quote, something I've done fewer and fewer times. Hint, hint, little shameless plug there. And so I came up with this person's list of deliverables, the things that I consider to be painting with a real big, broad brush, is what I'm trying to say. Those are the components or the elements of data that you need to have for the web presence to work. So number one is develop a conversion-focused web strategy to promote your business. Don't just do contact information. Don't just inform them about the business, but have a call to action and focus on the conversion of that call to action. Maybe it's just as simple as sign up for the newsletter. I don't care. But have a conversion focus. The second one, design your website so it's professional, engaging, and matches your brand vision. So whatever that vision for your brand is that you have, make sure the website is blue if your brand vision is blue. Third one is create an email opt-in program to increase conversions and leads. Now, I think that there's kind of a friendly amendment to that. Is the opt-in emails, you have one for vendors for B2B, and you have one for consumers for B2C. So it's a bit more work, but you'll end up thankful because the first time a vendor says, "Well, where do we go to get our stuff?" And you've got that, that's going to wow them a lot more than saying, I'm still working on that. Can't you do the business consumer? No, not really. Thanks. Bye." And they'll go somewhere else. Okay. The number four is drive traffic to your site using search, and we'll talk more about search tomorrow on SEO tips on Tuesday, and social media. Don't just settle for one. You have to do both and have them be in harmony so that this hand knows what this hand is doing and you're not putting search terms in that you're not referencing on your social. The number five, and this is kind of important, is train yourself and your staff or your support people how to manage the website, the social media, and the newsletter, all three of those things, and you're getting it right. And the last one is have a timely turnaround, have a set of milestones, a project management type environment, and a reasonable budget. Reasonable budget is a debate we could probably have for hours, but being that this is the Guyer Cook Report, we're moving straight into shout out time right now, and we'll just let you ponder what a reasonable budget is when you have time to think of such things, Frazier. Thanks to Edinburgh Dusters. One Thursday afternoon, Frazier Ramsey sat down at his computer and says, "Well, we could call it the Cook Report." And I said, "Are you sure?" And now we're called the Guyer Cook Report, and that's a long story I won't bore you with. It has to do with SEO and stuff. So, big thank you to Edinburgh Dusters, the company that likes to clean. If you've got a flat that you need cleaned up so it can get leased again, give that guy a call. He's the one. He does that very, very well and very, very often. He's in demand. Thanks to Blab. Blab.im makes this show possible. We get to schedule the blab. We get an email when we're done that has the MP3 and the MP4 files that we need to publish. So this is a good go. And on Blab, if it's a weekday morning, look for this logo. It's called Friends Just Chatting. It's a weekday morning discussion group that happens, and they don't talk about every continent on the earth being white. They just talk about stuff. Like today,
Sometimes lively debate.
Right. Sometimes lively debate, and that's only if you have some presidential candidates that are of questionable worth. Anyway, give that a go. I think you'll like it. The show notes have all these links in it, by the way. If you go to the GeierCookReport.podbean.com, the audio link is there. The show notes link is there. So every reference that we've given, all the text that we discussed, those six things I enumerated about deliverables, they're all posted there. Thank you to YouTube for giving us the space to put the Geier Cook Report online. And, you know, I just noticed in the show notes, I call it the Cook Report. I'll have to edit that and fix that. And in listening efforts, we're available on Stitcher Radio. We're available on Blab. The same time they send us an email with the files, they also archive them in our profile. So if you just search for Geier Cook on Blab, you'll find us. We're on Spreaker, which is a great repository up to a limit. And once we exceed the limit of the space, well, we got to delete some things off. So if you're looking for January, don't look on Spreaker. Not there. The iTunes feature is available to you. It's because we're on Podbean. If you upload your audio files into Podbean, create a podcast episode there, it's automatically uploaded to iTunes. Thank you for that, Podbean. And the show notes are on my WordPress-powered blog so that we can have pictures as the need presents itself. And on the bottom of the show notes, there's the Geier Cook Report evaluation question. I invite you to fill that out. It's just a little simple yes, no. Sure, it'd be nice if I told you what we ask, but I'm not going to do that. And we've got links in the show notes now to follow us on Facebook. We've got a Facebook page. We've got a Twitter presence. And on that note, I think it's time for me to say those three magic words. It's a wrap.
It's a wrap.